So how can you gracefully face the adversities of life in a fallen world? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Chris Howard shares with us from her personal experience.
All of us are going to go through tough times and stormy days. That you just can't, you will not be exempt from that in life. That is part of life because we live in this world, and the world is a fallen world, and bad days are going to come. To get through those days, I know when we were going through some really bad times, someone said to me, "How do you get up the next day?" And I said, "Well, you get up the next day because God's given you that gift again to start over and to think new and to be refreshed." And Christian radio was huge for me during those tough times, and still is, to put on music that just washes over you and puts good things in you. Of course, reading God's word, staying with people who love and support you.
Chris has learned to ask for help from trustworthy people.
I remember when we went through that really tough time, I said, it's time to circle the wagons. And that means bringing the people that love you the most, that want to support you, that feed you with good things, not just feed you with things you want to hear, feed you with what you need to hear, but also with words of truth and life. And that's how you get through it. And also knowing that, you know, you're not the only one. There are people in worse times than you're going through. And to remember those people and pray for those people that you know are there going even through a more difficult time. And that'll help you to be able to put yours in the right perspective and know that it's very corny. It's an old Annie song, but the sun will come up tomorrow.
Isn't that a good picture of how God can meet your needs even during the tough times? You're never alone in suffering. So as you tell what God has done for you, guess what? It will be an encouragement to others.